do believe, Ryan, kind of looking at, kind of scrolling to the end of the agenda after the future or upcoming meetings, I think you're kind of shooting for, am I right here, shooting for the July 22nd meeting to be at McCook Community College?
You are correct, Rich. I told the board last night, unless they have some severe hesitation, I am planning on an in-person meeting in McCook on July 22nd.
Enough of the Zoom meetings or whatever hell you're doing it, conference calls. Let's get face-to-face. We can talk this out.
That's right. You know, Cindy Duncan last night drove in from Broken Bow. She's our vice chair. Ben Lashley couldn't be there. And we went down the list and said, okay, our vice chair is in Broken Bow. Our secretary treasurer is in Ogallala. Our assistant secretary treasurer is in McCook. We could get clear down to our NCCA, Wrestling College Association reps, which is Ernie Mellon and Kent Miller. Thought, they may not want to do that. So we called Cindy and said, Cindy, why don't you drive in from Broken Bow? She said, great. So last night she told the board this, the first time she'd left the city limits of Broken Bow since March 13th, so she was excited to get out of town.
Oh, I bet she was. Wow. Yeah. Just been cooped up too long, and that's good news for the July meeting. You had a lot of things to talk about at the June meeting last night, didn't you?
We did. And normally this one would have been in Ogallala, so hopefully in November, December, we might move one of those back to Ogallala just so we can continue on our rotation. But so we did have a meeting, again, spread out all over the place. Robin Rankin did her adult education reports to meet her staff and to the rest of the crew, and so we got to see faces of people that were there with her. But obviously she does a lot of ESL, GED, the Bridge program is under her, disability services under her level of area responsibility. So she did introduce them. The cool stat that she put that always is great for me, that I can see, is we have about 192 GED graduates in the last couple years that have enrolled part-time or full-time at the college. And so, you know, going to a GED graduation is kind of a highlight because you get to hear the stories, the reasons, you know, the life struggles they've had, why they didn't get their GED and how they have it, and then to hear that so many of them come back to further education. So it's just an exciting time, and it's a great feather in their cap for what they've been able to do with those students. So we got to hear from Robin. And then Mike Steele jumps to the table when we talk about budget. Obviously, we're still waiting for the legislature to reconvene on the appropriation to community colleges, and so that's one of the three legs of the stool we kind of wait on. Usually would know by now because the budget would have been approved in April, but we're waiting. We kind of have an idea where it's going to be because there is the governor can only reduce it so much to still qualify for some of the stimulus funds that came from the federal government. So we're anticipating about a 3% drop in state aid from the current year. Property taxes, the board is saying we're not going to increase our request, and so right now, preliminarily, the report we've got from the state is we're as an area down about 0.5%. And so the board asked last night, well, we've talked about zero, no tax request change. What if we leave the levy the same with the reduction? And it's about $50,000. So we'll probably do that if the valuations go down, you know, 0 to 1%. We might leave the levy the same. If we did increase it, it would not be to increase the total tax asking. It would stay at zero. So that's got that second piece. And then the last one is the student enrollment. A lot of students that normally would register in the early or late spring for fall for early entry dual credit, obviously that hit the same time that was happening. So we anticipate a lot of our early entry dual credit enrollments will start to come in probably mid-August to mid-September. So we're kind of a waiting pattern there. But, you know, some of the good news is we're getting a lot of calls, and by a lot, I can't say it's hundreds, but, you know, it's a half a dozen here, half a dozen there, of students who are planning to go to a different area, you know, leaving home and going to start college. They're saying, you know what, we're not quite sure what that looks like yet. So at least for the fall, we're going to stick around and stay home and go to bed plans. And so we're fielding those as well. So we're kind of excited about what fall is looking like, obviously, still trying to get the classroom situated with social distancing and making sure our students are comfortable when they return. So a lot of planning going on, but budgetarily, no tax increase right now is our plan. State aid will be down. We'll fund the deficit from reserves, and we'll move on.
Yeah, you've got your hands full, no question. What I mean is staying busy July and August. It's never going to be a day off for you guys getting ready for the upcoming school year, what you have to get ready for.
We are. You know, in COVID, the only blessing, I think, was that the summer projects got 2 months head start. So, you know, a lot of the projects that we need to have done by the start of the school year should be pretty close to done. So right now we're working on a server room, which feeds all of our campuses, McCook, North Platte, and then all the community campuses. We're upgrading that, kind of expanding our server room. It's neither one of our buildings where the room sit were built when, you know, they were both built before computers. And so we've had to adjust and move as we've outgrown spaces. And so we're working on that right now. That hopefully will be the server. The construction should be done probably yet this summer, but the full migration from existing stuff to new stuff will happen during the fall year. So we got those on there. We have insurances that had to be taken care of. So our athletic insurance was approved last night. It averages about $500 per athlete for all of our teams across all areas. And that's a secondary insurance. Obviously, you blow down your ear and elbow or something like that while you're practicing or playing. We go to the primary insurance first, and then what that doesn't cover, then our secondary policy kicks in. We've had a couple years we had, you know, pretty substantial claims. The last couple years, they've really come down. So that's good to see. We don't like injured athletes. We don't like injuries, period. I've been on crutches my fair share, and can't say it was athletic-related, but we don't like injuries. So. After that, the board approved the insurance trust insurance, $453,000 for next year. That is another big piece. That was a substantial increase, mainly in the property side of it. Obviously, Nebraska, having the severe floods they had last year, there were several hail storms across the state, and so we didn't have a lot of claims, but being in the insurance pool, we kind of share some of that experience. But over the next several years, I see it will level back off. But those are kind of housekeeping ones. And then Lauren's pretty excited, I think, and a lot of our media have been excited, is that we're going to do a full revamp of our website starting now and through probably the end of the fall, with a hopefully flip the switch in January. As Kathy Nutt has come and proposed and talked to us, she's kind of our director for our Center of Teaching Excellence, also a business faculty, told us that in the spring term, we had about 600,000 interactions with Canvas, which is our new online platform, and of that, 75% of them were from a mobile device. So 450,000 approximate interactions were with that mobile technology, and so we're going to make sure that the website, all the forms, the applications, anything the students need to access have to be mobile friendly, because we're now knowing that students are even taking tests from their cell phones. Mm-hmm. So those were kind of all the action items that we covered. It was a great meeting. We're just excited that July will be in person.
Yes, indeed. Looking forward to that. Any other thing with reports, the two phases of reports there? Anything else there?
You know, Bonnie, to give a quick institutional advancement and grants report, you know, the Nebraska Worker Retraining Grant initiative that we're working on, that was due this morning with the state, obviously it's to help find those unemployed and underemployed people, and it has to be as a result of COVID-19. So the state is awarding scholarships to bring those students or those employees back to school for some type of industry certification. So it could be a non-credit certification, could be a CNA, it could be, you know, a 12-credit hour, automotive, diesel, welding, something certificate. But those are available. So if anybody is out there listening that is unemployed or underemployed, meaning they cut wages, they cut hours because of COVID-19, call the college. There might be an opportunity for you to come back and retool, retrain a different skill, and get back in the workforce. And so we're excited to offer that across the county. And, you know, as we, our counties, as we know what's out there, we'll be able to make accommodations and hopefully be able to offer that training where you're at.
I do believe in the month of July, Ryan, correct me if I'm wrong, that as far as the campuses, gymnasium, stuff like that, I think last time we talked, July 15th, was that kind of a date you kind of stood out?
Yeah, so July 1st, I think we're going to start to bring back at least staff to can use the weight rooms in those facilities. But, you know, we'll have some camps starting in July. But July 15th is when we plan to unlock the front door. And our staff's there. People need services. They can call. The numbers are on the door. They can call. They can do their services over the phone, online, whatever. We're there for you. Obviously, you just want to be able to control what comes in and out of the door right now. But July 15th, we'll open it back up. I think Haley's going to have her volleyball camps right there about that same time, about a week later. And then July 31 is commencement, and we're going to do it. So 10 o'clock in McCook, 3 o'clock North Platte, and we'll wish them well. And a couple weeks later, we'll be starting our own new fall semester.
Exactly, yeah. First days of August for the fall semester is what, August 2nd week?
August 23rd is the Sunday when we come back with our Sunday college. And then, yeah, the full study classes really begin by 24th.